Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
He has a scorecard right now. It's called the Dow Jones. And every day now, the Dow keeps going down.
Because then it's not so scary to watch the Dow. Maybe. It is scary to watch the Dow.
The Dow has taken on a life of its own. It's up. It's down. It's tanked.
The Dow is falling. The Dow is falling.
So there must be better ways to understand the economy than just screaming about the Dow all day. Let's find some. For example, a report this morning, we heard it on the NPR News at 10 o'clock, says new unemployment claims are down, but the number of people on unemployment has hit a record. How do those numbers fit together? Tomorrow, the Labor Department releases the monthly employment report, and analysts are optimistic that it will show a double negative, a slowdown in job losses. How's that for a double negative that actually implies some optimism? Would that signal that the recession is almost over? Since this crisis started and the value of 401ks plummeted, we've gotten used to watching the Dow. If you watch news channels, you can't escape it. It's on the bottom corner of the screen. So we want to explore other economic indicators. And so this month, every week, we'll be joined by Anirvan Banerjee, co-founder and director of research at the Economic Cycle Research Institute, ECRI, or ECRI, a group whose sole purpose is to analyze multiple indicators to understand recessions and recoveries. This week, we'll start off with a primer on indicators and a closer look at how to interpret these jobs reports. And in coming weeks, we'll talk about bonds, gold prices, and inflation, and the GDP itself, and how to interpret those numbers. So, Anirvan Banerjee, thank you very much for doing this series with us. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you for having me.
And you want to tell us, since you'll be with us for 4 weeks, just a little bit, very briefly, about your company, ECRI, and what you do?
Yes. We essentially study recessions and recoveries in 20 countries around the world. We monitor the business cycle, and we do research into the business cycle trying to understand this phenomenon better. And we've been doing it, really, our group, for this is the third generation, literally. And so we have a long history of doing this. We used to be at Columbia University until about 15 years ago, but we've been independent over these years. And so this is what we do. Look at indicators to figure out what's happening with the business cycle.
Now, people who hear reports about economic indicators hear them typically divided into leading, lagging, and coincident.
Yes.
Is that a good framework?
It's an excellent framework because, you know, if you think about driving in a car and someone screaming at you, oh, my God, there's a concrete wall 10 feet away. What are you going to do? Well, it kind of depends on whether the concrete wall is 10 feet in front of you or 10 feet behind you or next to you. And that clarity is typically unavailable from most economists, including the Wall Street economists. And that clarity is essential if you wanted to have some useful effect on you as a decision maker.
So let's take, for example, the figures I just cited, just released this morning. New unemployment claims are down.
Yes.
But the number of people on unemployment has hit a record. Are those leading, lagging, or coincident indicators?
Excellent question. The new unemployment claims, the initial claims, as they call it, those are essentially leading indicators in general. But it tends to lead much more before recessions than before recoveries. In other words, these jobless claims tend to start rising close to a year before a recession hits, but only 1 or 2 months before a recession ends, only a couple of months before a recession ends, do they start falling. Now, what is interesting in that regard is that over the past few weeks, these numbers have been falling, and that's why people are now waking up to the possibility that the recession might be over before they realized, before they ever anticipated.
And that would that be the same same way to interpret the number, which is an important number that we're waiting for tomorrow, the jobs report? This is the one that's been 600,000 jobs lost every month for the last number of months. And if we find that it's only 400,000 or 300,000 that comes out tomorrow, what does that actually tell us?
Well, the number of jobs gained or lost, payroll jobs, that is by definition a coincident indicator. That is what is actually happening outside your window. Now, in terms of what that does, the framework it fits into is really the framework of what a recession really does, or what it really is. A recession is not about two down quarters of GDP or what have you. It's really a vicious cycle where, for instance, a drop in spending leads to a drop in production, triggering job cuts, which leads to lower incomes, which in turn feeds back into lower spending, and that spreads from industry to industry, region to region, and economic indicator to indicator. That is a recession, that particular vicious cycle. And part of that is job losses. And that is what shows you when a recession begins, you start getting job losses net-net. And as we expect further job losses in this month, that's an indication of a continued recession. But if we get fewer job losses, it's the double negative you talked about. We are losing jobs at a slower pace if that happens. And that is good news, because when the pace of decline in the economy begins to slow in a sustained way, then the end of the recession is no more than 4 months away if you look at the record of the last 12 recessions over the last 75 years, going to the back to the 1930s.
We can take a few phone calls for Anirvan Banerjee from ECRI on jobs and the recession, or you could just call up and tell us what economic indicators you follow other than the Dow. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post to our website, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. You got a nice shout-out yesterday, by the way, in the New York Times. I'm sure you saw it. David Leonhardt,
right,
their economics columnist, mentioned your company and your work, and he said you've always found that you've always done a good job by your company and found that a slowdown in things like job losses has always signaled that recovery is still months away, just as you were saying. Does this put together indicate the essential conservatism of employers when it comes to their bottom line? Because if you're saying that more unemployment is a leading indicator that predicts a recession, but once we start recovery, job growth becomes a lagging indicator. They don't come back, the jobs, until later. It looks like, the job losses are the first ways that people suffer, and the job gains are the last ways that people recover.
Well, let me clarify that. As far as, actual payroll job gains or losses are concerned, that's actually a coincident indicator. That moves up and down with the recession, unless there's like a big structural shift as we had after the last recession. We lost millions of manufacturing jobs, never coming back. But now let's shift gears and talk about the unemployment rate, the jobless rate that's in all the headlines.
Mm-hmm.
And that jobless rate is actually something that starts getting worse well before a recession begins, but doesn't stop getting worse until many months after a recession ends. And partly that is because of the way it's calculated. It is the percentage of the labor force that is unemployed. And the labor force increases once a recession ends, or near the end of a recession, because more people who had been discouraged and stopped looking for jobs start looking for jobs. So the percentage of those people unemployed keeps rising. So in a recovery scenario, as we have now, even once we get the end of the recession, which we expect will be this summer, you will still see many months of rising unemployment rate, which is not something that tells you anything about the future. This is the concrete wall, mm-hmm, 10 feet behind you.
So then it's just a redistribution of wealth from employees to employers.
And that is why that encourages stock prices to go up further, because they are trying to get more work out of the workers they have. And in fact, in this current business cycle, there have been lots of places where wages have been frozen or cut, and that has added to the profitability of these companies.
Aha. And I think Karen in Connecticut would like to see that as its own economic indicator. Hi, Karen. You're on WNYC.
How are you?
Okay.
That's that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, the company that I work at now, which I actually own, is going through the exact same thing. We had a round of layoffs in November and then again in January. Now we're looking at having to have employees take a 20% pay cut because the volume of orders is not coming in. So I'm just wondering, like, when, you know, what measures that in the economy? We could be looking at another round of layoffs in 2 months if this doesn't work. And it's really not about making my company more profitable. It's right. about hanging on.
Absolutely. And this is, depending on what business you're in, the answer is going to vary. Could I ask you what business you're in?
I'm in the garment industry, and I sell to most of the major retail chains in America.
Now, there, your sector may lag a bit, so you may not see those new orders coming in until a little after the recession has ended. So you may have to hang in there for a little while longer, even after the official economic statistics say, okay,
right.
the recovery has begun.
What I was saying was that, or in another couple of months after the job loss kind of steadies, you might see another round of deep job losses. Because
yeah.
right now you have a lot of companies doing whatever they can to hold on to those employees' jobs, like we are.
Right. And I think the job losses are not about to end. It's just that they are slowing, as
mm-hmm.
Brian pointed out.
Okay.
I think what I would like to suggest is that you want to look for early indicators of stabilization. And here, I'm going to say that it is very important not to try to be looking at all these economic indicators coming out every day. And this is why what we've done is we've put together something that we call a weekly leading index. Every Friday morning it goes up on our website, and it's free, by the way. And this summarizes all these forward-looking indicators that come out every week.
Mm-hmm. So,
We also have coincident and lagging, by the way.
And that's ECRI.com, right?
Oh, it's businesscycle.com.
Oh, businesscycle.com. Karen, thank you for your call. So, since the media will be talking endlessly as of tomorrow morning at 8:30 about
yes.
this jobs report that will come out,
yes.
give us a little bit more intellectual ammunition as how to hear these numbers, because all we're going to hear is the top line number over and over again. And yet I realize there are at least two main parts to this, the jobs report and the household survey. There's also something called employment diffusion, which is the percentage of industries adding jobs and the average work week. So what else can tomorrow's jobs report actually tell us? What should we look for other than just that raw number of jobs lost?
Well, the two numbers that are going to be widely reported are how many jobs were lost. Are we still losing 600,000 jobs, or is it 500,000, or maybe 450,000? That would be an improvement, and I think some people are hoping for that. The other big number that will be reported is the jobless rate, which is expected to go up, as we just discussed. So it'll look like a split screen. Okay, on the one hand, this is less negative in terms of job losses. On the other hand, the unemployment rate is going up. That's as it should be in some sense at this stage of the cycle. But there are indicators, as you pointed out, within there, buried in there, if you actually go to the website of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, bls.gov, and look there. Things like the length of the average work week or the percentage of industries adding jobs, which is the employment diffusion index, those will tell you where employment conditions are headed. Those are forward-looking leading indicators.
And where the recovery might come from. So in our last minute, since you look at indicators, lagging, leading, and coincident, all week, all year, all decade, did ECRI predict this recession, and did you predict just how bad it would be? Did the indicators tell you?
Well, the indicators certainly did start going down in June of 2007, 5 months before the recession began. And in fact, we have like a dashboard there, like a car dashboard, where we have a dial, which you could think of as a speedometer,
right.
and the other one is like a temperature gauge. And that we started ratcheting it down in early summer of 07, was down to half by the time recession began. And yes, it kept going down further after the Lehman episode. And in March of this year, it started ratcheting up again just around the time the stock market bottomed by coincidence.
And there we leave it for today with Anirvan Banerjee of ECRI, the Economic Cycle Research Institute. He will be back every Thursday for the month of May to talk about more economic indicators, more alternatives to the Dow for understanding what's really going on in the economy. This has been really interesting. Thank you so much. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, their website again, businesscycle.com.